The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but it is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then, after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out and tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Come forth. You know, the illness, death, and finally the resurrection of Lazarus are the culmination of Jesus' action among us, among his people. This is the final step before Palm Sunday in the glorious Good Friday. This is the most manifest action of Jesus on the way to his glorification by his Father. The Son of God shows all men that he came to earth to bring them eternal life in the endless glory that has been in him for all ages. "I am the resurrection," says the Lord in today's powerful gospel. It is a momentous record of Holy Scripture. Our Lord assures us that he has the power and purpose to raise us to eternal life, to be called from the grave to the new life of the kingdom. This scene in which Jesus raises his friend Lazarus, shows us that deep within us, he feels our loss. We see clearly that he will call us to eternal life, but he still shares with us the earthly pain we experience along the way. It also reminds us that, like the promise of physical resurrection on the last day, we can be trapped in tombs along the way, in graves, dark places that do not give life, sinful ways. We can get stuck, but our Lord has the power to call us from the graves and the dark and to seize the day, the call to eternal life. Jesus is this day spring. Let us trust his promise and follow Christ, our light. Now, just for a moment, I want you to consider something. What happened to Lazarus after Jesus raised him from the dead? How did his life change? What did he tell others about his experience with Jesus? Did he ever die again? These are things we don't often think about. But the following contemporary verses attempt to explore the life of Lazarus just before and after his death and what it meant for the community. If only his friend had been here, he would not have died. We say to one another, if only, this is our constant desperate prayer. Rabbi, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Martha, he will rise again. Yes, I know this, Rabbi, at the resurrection. I am the one who raises the dead. Do you believe me, Martha? Yes, Master, I believe. I know you, and with all my heart, I believe in you. Then Jesus wept. In the days that followed, we talked excitedly about this miracle that we had all been witness to. And still, many could not believe in their weary and frightened hearts that this son of an old carpenter from Nazareth, this wandering rabbi, Jesus, might be the one we had been waiting for since the time of Moses and the prophets. But some of us knew that this Jesus, who had come so gently, yet so powerfully among us, was indeed the Messiah of God. And we began to tell everyone we met what we had seen him do for Lazarus, our friend. Lazarus lived on for many years and never tired of telling the story in hushed and awe-filled tones, and we never tired of listening. Lazarus was a man of gentle knowledge, abiding faith, and quiet strength. He told us over and over again that we were loved by one who knows our hearts, one who despises not our petitions, and that we would never be alone. We began going to the synagogue differently. We listened to the words the rabbi read from the ancient prophets more closely, and we were moved in our hearts and minds. At long last, Lazarus died, and we wept for sorrow again. But we knew in our depths that he was not dead, that the resurrection promised by the prophets is real, that death no longer holds sway over our simple lives, and that we will see each other again in the world to come. Amen. God has the final say on our suffering and death. Jesus is powerfully showing that he does care. He loves us. It moves him when people suffer, when they die, when they grieve, or feel trapped by their past sins or mistakes. He cries with us. He cries in union with us. Because he feels for us, he sighs from the heart, and he speaks words of change. Be healed, be forgiven, be freed. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus' words, like no others, have divine power to heal. He said, your sins are forgiven. Your debt is canceled. Remove the stone, be opened. Be freed from your burdens. Unbind him, set him free. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood poured out for you. His words immediately begin to achieve what they say. We touch and feel the action of the Lord. they reach us with healing rays of divine love. Through his word, we can love the fullness of life again and respond to the eternal calling. He's calling us out of darkness, out of the tombs. Come forth and fill his embrace. Because Christ is our brother and a king. He's the king of all creation and of heaven. We long to be with him and share in his kingdom. Come forth and taste the glory of God.